We also visit with the city of Bryan. Cody's here this morning from the development department. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Gosh, let's just kind of do a different directional situation as we tour the city and see what's going on. Let's start over on the east side. How are we coming along as far as development there is concerned?
Man, the east side is blowing up. The good news is the west side's coming right along. I know we talk a lot about the east,
yeah.
But things are continuing to come into that Bryan Town Center there.
Mm-hmm.
Residential development is growing, just blowing up on that side. We've got roughly 130 acres going to be annexed on the east side. Down at Hardy Whedon and 30.
Right.
We've been requested to annex a little bit of property down there for single-family homes.
Well, you know, that's an interesting situation because over there, it's not quite a planned community, but they have a pretty good idea as to how things are going to lay out. So you know that they're going to be infills with business and such.
Correct.
Whereas the west side, almost by comparison, was kind of free-range, Wild West type stuff. It was a more organic development type situation.
Correct. Is that BioCenter, the BioCorridor out there continues to blow up. We're going to see more development in that area. There's one development out there right now that is huge. On my radar, we have a multifamily complex going in on 47. That extended some public infrastructure that was needed to help spur on development in that area. So, and that was also the first non-public developer in that corridor, so that's huge. We're hoping we'll start to see that development.
How many units and what kind of units will be in
they
that
are
development?
Very high-end units, okay. Looking for people that actually work or go to the Health Science Center,
mm-hmm.
Students, anybody looking for apartment living but doesn't quite want all the hustle and bustle.
Sure.
Very high development. There's 60 units out there, 5 buildings. They're right there on Turkey Creek. It's got a beautiful landscaped area for, dog park or picnic tables, things like that.
So that's a young professional type
young
situation.
Professional, yeah.
Okay. Well, again, that's bringing in a whole new area over there.
Absolutely.
Of course, the thing going on around the Stella and all the development mm-hmm. there is really very aggressive.
I'm very excited about that whole Lake Atlas area.
Right. Now, is there any way for us to understand exactly what this is going to mean for the property values and property tax input? We were talking the other day because College Station, like Bryan, is doing their budget, and I happen to see numbers in College Station that they've got $400 million in new construction, basically, mm-hmm. or new residences going in there. And I wonder how does that relate as far as Bryan's growth is concerned?
This year on growth, we're off the charts again.
Uh-huh.
In 2016, total, we did 392 single-family homes.
Okay.
That compared from beginning of the year to end of July last year, we had done 216.
So almost doubled.
Almost. That was for the year, and then right. to date, this year, already to date,
okay.
267.
We're almost doubled as of today,
yes.
And so we will move on from there.
Yes, we doubled our July, almost doubled our July output for last year, so residential development's off the charts.
Now, as we talk about residential development, too, the prices of those houses, the price ranges of those drive the way those neighborhoods will develop. So basically, what seems to be the most popular price ranges that we're seeing as far as this goes right now?
It is very tough to tell you exactly what those price ranges are. Greenbrier, Austin's Colony, Oakmont's coming. I'm expecting lots in the 70s and up.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple of developers right now trying to bring in development with lots in the 40s, which helps bring that house price down, which,
sure.
Is a housing stock that Bryan really needs.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yep.
Well, we can't really talk much south because College Station's there. Southeast, yep. You say, to Hardy Whedon Road. That's fairly south. Let's talk about up on the north side, what's happening in Bryan.
North side, we've still got a hotel going in up there right at 2818 and Highway 6. Bryan Industrial Park continues to have discussions with, trying to lure people in. So does the Texas Triangle Park. It's a very exciting development up there, trying to bring in new businesses to the Brazos Valley. In my department, we usually get to talk to those people second. They'll start
sure.
with economic development
you
and
bet.
So forth. But we're very excited. Things are moving. There's a lot of discussions going on about that Texas Triangle Park and the Bryan Industrial Park.
Well, and also, let's talk about Rellis then, because, again, and this is, as we've talked about, it's a blank slate for Bryan to be prepared. You have to move quickly because A&M wants things to go quickly. I know that probably brings some challenges. But as we look beyond it, there's a large area of land out there that can be used for a lot of things. What kind of priorities are you doing, or what kind of things are you doing to get ready for what Rellis is?
Right now, our planning department is working on an RFP, hiring an outside consultant to come in and talk about the annexation of that area out there is a huge deal. So it's not anything that we're staffed to do. My planners are absolutely capable, but, you know, staffing is a big deal. We're busy elsewhere, so mm-hmm. I think we're going to hire an outside consultant to come in and help us with that annexation.
Sure. And legislation in Austin will mean that only cities over 500,000 have to go through any special hoops to do annexation, so there won't be any roadblocks as far as that goes. But generally, that's area out there that could become anything and everything. Anything else we didn't cover this morning that's important?
I wanted to touch
you
on a couple of generals. Mm-hmm. Hotel construction in Bryan right now is still moving along. We've got four under construction, 377 new guest rooms in those four under construction. Construction value probably $16.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's very exciting for Bryan is multifamily construction. We've kind of lagged behind in multifamily over the years.
Right.
But right now we have seven multifamily complexes under construction. Value, you were asking about value a little earlier. It's roughly our numbers, about $107 million.
Yeah. So. Well, again, then that shows a diversity in growth. You want to be able to have that so that you have people in who can move into either upscale apartments, mid-scale apartments. And then tell me a little bit about the challenges that Bryan might have as far as affordable housing is concerned, because every city has to try to provide that.
We do. That was the housing stock I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge need for low-income housing. The problem is land prices right now. It costs a lot of money to develop a neighborhood. By the time you get streets, water, sewer, sidewalks in there, you know, any fees that may come along with that, and the cost of the construction itself, you almost price yourself out of that market. And then on top of that, you've got building prices, construction prices, materials prices that are continuing to escalate. It's going to make it tough, but we've got to find a way to get it done.
Well, okay, well, let's take it now. Let's look inside. Talking about all this growth, and you touched on it, but what has this done for the department that you're in? What have you had to do? How have you had to change as you prepare for this?
And over the last couple of years, you know, since 2008, we've kind of done more with less. But this last year, we were able to actually add a planning position. We were able to add a building inspector position and add a position that was kind of new to the city of Bryan, but we're still feeling our way through it, is a drainage inspector, somebody to go out and make sure these construction sites and developments are doing what they should be doing per TCEQ law.
Yeah.
So it's just something, as Bryan continues to grow, you know, we're going to have more eyes on us. So we're going to start making that effort now before it's mandated.
Yeah, good stuff. Glad that we're part of the growth that's spreading all over Texas. Thanks for coming in this morning,
Absolutely.
Cody.
Absolutely.